Wally Sanders Trucking. Call him today. Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. All eyes on that Saturday storm system that could bring a significant severe weather threat to the area. We'll enjoy this quiet day. A warmer day today with a high in the upper 60s. We're dry. Clouds will be on the increase. Tonight, mostly cloudy, very mild. Overnight, low 56. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, scattered showers. Maybe a thunderstorm, but nothing severe. High in the low 70s tomorrow. Then on Saturday, warmer day with a high in the mid-70s and enhanced severe weather risk. That means severe weather is likely, with the threat of damaging wind gusts and tornadoes. It's very likely we'll see watches and warnings during the daytime hours and into the early evening, perhaps. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now if you don't already have it. It will instantly alert you to a watch or warning for your area. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Tuskegee police have made an arrest in a December murder investigation. Authorities have charged 19-year-old Trayvon Lyles with murder and the death of Quandravius Ferguson. They say Lyles shot Ferguson on December 8th. He is now in the Macon County Jail. A doctor says Governor Kay Ivey is cured of lung cancer. In a statement, Dr. Alex Whitley says scans showed no sign of the cancer Ivey was diagnosed with last year. He says Ivey will continue to be monitored, but he considers her to be cured. And the Montgomery County Board of Education is having a public hearing tonight about a new charter school proposal from Life Academy. The meeting is tonight at 6 o'clock in the Carver High School auditorium. The board is expected to vote on this proposal at a later date. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Tired of my voice yet? It's Tiffany Coleman. My husband is Jeff Coleman, who's running for Congress. Jeff's in the moving van business, Coleman Worldwide. He's the fourth generation to run it, since his grandfather was helping people move in a horse and wagon. He started working for him when he was 10. Says he could only lift a lampshade. For a few summers, he worked with a man he just loved called Baby Cakes. Now, Baby Cakes couldn't read much, so he did the driving and the heavy lifting, while Jeff was the navigator. Then came college, and the best part of his life. He met me. I'll tell you about that the next time we talk.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Stop playing with it.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
Impeachment is a dead cat. Stop playing with it. Bury it. It's going nowhere. Quit violating the Constitution.
Well, I don't feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax. It's a setup. It's a horrible thing they did. They happened to have a small majority, and they took that small majority, and they forced people.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 to noon. I'll stop playing around with my buttons here. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. My name is Joey Clark. My co-host Jack Campbell, well, he's a diva on these days. He's doing his big TV appearance.
But have no fear.
Frisco Riverstone is here.
Frisco Riverstone's back.
I actually had one guy message me, man, said, I don't know if I can listen to a person who's anonymous, who uses a pseudonym like that. I think he needs to get over it.
Sounds like his problem.
And I'll tell him off air who you are.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't mind. The only reason, I go by the pseudonym is, one, it's kind of fun.
Right.
And two, I can say whatever I want.
Indeed. And we have a lot going on today, of course. Now we've moved on to impeachment, as well as arguments over war powers. And it's not just Democrats. I have a rant within me, Frisco. I have a rant when it comes to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and some of these Democrats talking about war-making powers. I'll save it, though.
Okay.
Because the inconsistency is driving me crazy, but it's fairly par for the course. But we're moving on with war powers arguments, articles impeachment, Mitch McConnell's up there.
Where are we at with articles of impeachment? I mean, right now, we're back. Now we're talking about
Nancy still has it stowed up her backside.
Okay.
But the...
Did she forget?
Well, here's kind of the argument. Well, she might have. But here's the argument is that Josh Hawley, a senator from Missouri, as well as Mitch McConnell, I think, is buying this. Mitch McConnell came out earlier this week and said he has the votes, 51 votes, to do whatever he wants. So we're going to go on with the Clinton standard is what Mitch McConnell is saying, which would mean that we accept the articles from the House. You have opening arguments from the House prosecutors trying to remove the president. And then you have the opening argument from the president's legal team. I have a feeling they're going to unload. And it's not just going to be a shotgun like Joe Biden suggested one would buy. You know, just buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun. No, I have a feeling it's going to be a howitzer. Which I think is legal on the Senate floor.
So the Senate can pull their own witnesses and their own, I mean, if it gets to that point.
If it gets to that point, after the opening arguments by both sides, then the senators vote on whether or not they want to call witnesses.
Ah.
And given they have 51 votes now,
yeah,
Republicans will probably vote to say, nope, we don't want any. Which is pretty much what they did during the Clinton impeachment.
Sure.
There were witnesses, but they were done in private deposition as supplemental.
I don't remember that. I was in, like, first grade.
Well, I don't either. I've read up on it, though. And that's where I found this gem of Lindsey Graham, who, by the way, is really itching for war. I mean, he's claiming they're not.
I noticed that. He was a little more...
Yeah, well, it is amazing. I know I keep harping on this, but you watch Tucker Carlson from 7 to 8, then you watch Sean Hannity from 8 to 9. It's night and day.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It really is. Like, Tucker Carlson's going on and on how Americans don't want war. I tend to agree with Tucker on that. And then he throws it, Sean, I hope you have a good show tonight. And he's like, thanks, Tucker. The terrorist state of Iran has gone too far. And, you know, if you really push me on it, I don't think Iran is a good actor. That's putting it mildly. I think Iran's ideology and the regime running that country right now, the big problem, let's just be blunt about it, is how they feel towards Israel.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's driving everybody nuts. And even the folks Tucker Carlson had on last night were saying, Douglas McGregor, he wants to bring the troops home. I'm down with that, Doug. But he said, let's draw a line starting in Jordan, Israel, down to Saudi, the Gulf states, all the way down to the Persian Gulf. And that's our red line. And you make a deal with the Iranians and the Russians and everybody else. This is our line. This is how great powers solve these things. I'm all for that. But we should be clear-eyed about how Iran feels about Israel. That's really what's driving this.
And here's an unpopular opinion. So President Trump decides to declare war on Iran. He can't do that without congressional approval.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to say no. So now what does that do? That leaves Iran and Israel facing off without...
Well, and I think Israel can take care of themselves, honestly.
They've got, like, the best...
The one thing I don't like about it, and I want to jump on a local rant here in a second that we mentioned off-air. But the one thing that is driving me a little nuts with these Democrats and with some Republicans is if we want to bring the troops home, let's bring the troops home. But if you want the president to have troops stationed in Iraq, defending air bases there in Iraq, defending the embassy, defending certain interests, because it seems like the Democrats, like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, had no problem with that. Yeah, do what you need to, Mr. President. We need a status of forces agreement. We need to have some troops stationed there. If you're going to say those troops need to be stationed there, and then also tell the president you can't have any hostilities towards Iran when Iran has been attacking those assets there in Iraq.
Time after time.
Like, you're literally setting up troops for failure and to get killed because you're removing the deterrent. That, in my opinion, that's the only good thing. Well, the fact that Soleimani's dead is really the greatest thing. But the only good thing as far as strategy that's come out of the death of Soleimani and everything that's happened the last few days with this show rocket attack or ballistic missile attack is a new deterrent that when you kill Americans, President Trump, the United States will respond. You take that away, and then you leave troops right there in the middle of harm's way. What the hell are you guys doing? If, hey, Nancy, Chuck, y'all want to vote to pull all the troops home? I'm all for that. But don't say the troops have to be there, and you can't respond if they're attacked. Give me a break. That's just asinine policy. And it's politicizing what is a complicated, long-running war.
They're obviously not thinking it through. It's just rhetoric.
Yes.
And that's the problem is there's rhetoric and then there's actual action. Things that need to be done.
Yes. But we'll keep going on that in a little while. 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. This hour of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. I believe Dan Black himself will be joining us here in the studio in mere moments. But Dan Black Studios can really help you folks turn those stacks of old home videos that are collecting dust on your shelf into a new and exciting event. So call Dan Black Studios today. Be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener and get 40% off all videotape to DVD transfers. Kodak Films not included. I think that's a technological issue. We'll talk to Dan about it. But call him today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios sponsoring this, the first hour of News and Views. So, you know, this job has thrust a bit more responsibility my way, and I like it. There's a little anxiety with that, but I feel like this is a blessing to have this gig. And part of that responsibility is staying abreast of, I love that word, of local happenings, especially with a brand new mayor, historic mayor. Historic. Well, the mayor and his whole team, they're putting up, what are they calling it, steering committees?
It's not a transition committee, but it is a...
Well, it says transition team will hold this. I'll give you all the whole story of my thinking on this. I saw a great article, January the 7th, 2020, at 9:20 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Thanks.
Alabama News Network. The headline is this, and it really got me going because of this new responsibility, this new gig. And in fact, you don't need a radio gig. You don't need anything. Like, you don't need to be a public official. If you care about Montgomery, Alabama News Network, which I agree with them,
yep,
is here to tell you, here's the headline, now is your chance to impact Montgomery's future. Now. Not later. Not in the past. Now.
Well, but, Joey, where do you go and at what time?
Well, here. Yeah. It says Montgomery. I'm just going to read the article straight from Alabama News Network. Today's the 10th or the 9th? Today's the 9th.
9th.
So this was on Tuesday.
Okay.
They put this out in, at again, 9:20 p.m. Central Standard Time.
So
Tuesday night.
2 days ago.
Montgomery's Mayor Stephen Reed's transition team wants to hear from you. Wednesday, January 8th, and Thursday, January 9th, today, Mayor Reed's transition team will hold a series of public meetings where you can express concerns and desires for Montgomery's future. Tomorrow's meetings, that was yesterday as of me reading this, will cover economic development, health and human services, cultural arts, and city infrastructure. Thursday, today, Reed's team wants to hear input on education and public safety. Those meetings will be held at the Montgomery Small Business Resource Center at 600 South Court Street.
So if you take South Court Street and go all the way down right before you hit the interstate, it's on the right.
Yeah,
so
there you go. There you go. The times for the meetings are, this was yesterday, 11 a.m. Economic Development. Also at 11 a.m., so it's double booked, Health and Human Services.
Oh, but I wanted to go to both.
You got to pick.
Okay.
2 p.m. of yesterday, cultural arts, and 5 p.m. infrastructure. Today, folks, again, another double booking. 11 a.m., well, coming up here in about an hour and a half, we're going to have public safety discussed, but also at 11 a.m., they want to hear from the public about education.
So the public that is at work right now?
That's the thing. That's the thing. It's like, I wanted to go to this.
Yeah,
new
yeah.
responsibilities. I'm feeling my civic duty.
Well, I feel like, education has been such a hot topic. I mean,
right.
Such a hot topic.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people that would probably really benefit to go to this probably are at work at about 11 a.m.
I was about to say, did y'all do this on purpose? Like, could you not have had public meetings open to the public to show up and give input on, say, a Saturday? Probably not Sunday morning, because, people are going to church.
Oh, yeah,
probably not Wednesday night. People are going to church. Though, again, they had an infrastructure meeting on Wednesday night.
But, I mean, we're talking Thursday, smack in the middle of the day.
So, they on Wednesday and Thursday, they're like, here's how we hear from the public, right in the middle of everybody at work. And you would think the people you really want to hear from in the public are the folks who are the hardworking people in Montgomery.
The taxpayers.
Yeah, the taxpayers in particular. Because at the end of the day, that's my relationship to the city of Montgomery. I'm a taxpayer. It isn't I'm sorry, I don't have a touchy-feely love. I'm not going to go and hug the city seal anytime soon. I like the mayor, but I'm not, I'm not in love with the mayor.
Sure. Well, my whole thing is, I don't know, I haven't seen enough yet to even develop the idea, so I'm not going to ever sit here and say, oh, I don't like him. So I think he's got some time, and I think we've all agreed to, give him a little bit of time. But holding these meetings
in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week,
that taxpayers probably need to go to because it's kind of it affects them.
So 272-9228. Did anybody out there listening get a chance to go to these public meetings on these serious issues facing the future of the city? Because as Daryl Hood said in the headline for Alabama News Network, thank you all for being a great partner here.
Love Alabama News Network.
Indeed we do. Now is your chance to impact Montgomery's future. Well, unless you're working.
If you can get off work.
Yeah. and I'm not meaning to pick on just the Reed transition team.
Sure.
Government, especially at the local level, does this all the time.
Yep.
All the time. Oh, we're for by and of the people, but we're going to do all the people's business when they can't actually attend.
Yeah.
Incredibly frustrating.
I think, too, though, with this being, we're a small town, right? We're a city, but we're a small town. So it's one of those things where if you're asking the public to join in, let's do it at a time when the public's, you know, available.
Yeah, let's have a big, like, hootenanny on a Saturday.
Sure, yeah.
Or block
yeah.
party. I don't care.
There's wonderful venues all over town, too.
We could have beer for the adults. We could have juice for the kids and the adults.
And the Baptists.
Yeah. Really, do you think Baptists are dry?
Well, look, my grandmother's a strict Southern Baptist.
And she lives by that rule? No alcohol?
Never had a sip of alcohol in her life.
Good for her. Actually, respect that.
Now, her mother had and it was actually prescribed by a doctor, and I believe it was a little vial of wine, and that was to help her go to bed. Now, this is in the, I don't know, 1900s. but yeah, she had it, and that was her medicine. Also, strict Southern Baptist, but the doctor prescribed a little thing of wine.
That's what I love. It's like kids don't do heroin.
Well, I tried with my doctor.
And when you get older, they'll give you synthetic heroin, not for free, unless you're on certain government programs. They'll give it to you if you're in pain. It's interesting how that works. If the doctor says it's all right, it's all right. But yeah,
We digress. We digress.
I find this incredibly frustrating that it's supposed to be a new day, brand new day, to quote the Staple Singers, here in the city of Montgomery, and it's government as usual. It's not something I'm just going to pin on this incoming Reid administration. Government at the state, local level, I've seen this happen time and time again. It's really only the professional political class, activists, and those who actually work in government who have the chance, and even those who work at the state government and are working for the municipality, they probably don't have time to get off and go talk about
that. Yeah, Joey, I really don't feel like you're picking on anybody. I think you're just kind of
what are y'all doing?
Yeah, you're just like pointing out kind of the obvious that
I guess this is a personal thing. I wanted to go.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm working. I'm working here. So thanks for that, guys.
Maybe they live stream it, but I haven't seen any links.
I mentioned also yesterday, and this is being advanced more and more, is Glenn Pruitt, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Councilman Pruitt introduced a ordinance or bill or whatever they do at the city council for a 1% occupational tax, not to do it right away, but to study it. And I'm all for you just study it. And study it and study it some more.
What does that mean?
But I think they're probably trying to assess, should there be certain exemptions? For instance, Maxwell Air Force Base. Gunter, should state employees be exempt? How much money would be raised based on expectations of who's working
in
the city?
And look, I've been out of the loop for a bit, so maybe you can fill me in. This 1% tax is on if you receive a paycheck from here in Montgomery.
From a business within the city limits of Montgomery.
And it's a 1% tax because
you work here.
Gotcha.
Well, and there are a lot of people who commute.
Gotcha.
Who live outside the city limits but work in Montgomery proper.
And that's
they're trying to collect income. And estimates in where they've done it in other cities here in Alabama and all over the country, it would raise quite a bit of money. I mean, you're talking about taking 1% from everybody who works here.
Sure, yeah.
So it's something like anywhere from $30 to $50 million.
Yeah,
and that's why they're going to study it to see exactly what they could estimate.
For me, it'll be a penny, but
right. Oh, you only make
$1
a year. That's impressive.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Are you on any sort of welfare program?
Actually, no. No.
Wow.
I've got a small garden in the backyard.
Yeah, okay, so you're self-sufficient, sustainable that way. But we'll see where this goes, folks. I'm not a fan of raising taxes.
No.
You know, if you break it down. It depends on your income, of course, but it's really how much a day. It's not too much a day, but that's not the point. It's what are you going to spend this money on? Because you might be able to convince me that certain things, certain specific things, need to be worked on.
Well, I remember you were on the air, and I don't know if I was on air with you that time when we had the gas tax kind of came up, and it came up real quick.
Yep.
And it was one of those things that nobody mentioned during campaign season.
Right.
And it just, boom. So
they did a special session, in fact, and got it through very quickly, and there might have been some arm twisting.
So I feel like with this, okay, so they're having a committee to discuss it and maybe let public weigh in a little bit.
I think it'll get there to where it'll be, this was proposed at the actual city council meeting.
Okay.
So we'll see where
it's
this
not one
goes.
Of those ram down your throat taxes, because those I hate.
Well, and after I believe these transition team public meetings, and I'd give it a week or two, I'd imagine we'll see a budget we'll start seeing certain things. You know, if you go to a city council meeting, folks, I read the docket for the most recent one, the first one of this year. It's a lot of revoke this business license, give this business license.
Yeah.
Okay, you've been running a business and you never even sought a business license. So, you know, and wait, and you're in the liquor business? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay, how many fights have happened outside your property?
Or gunshots.
Yeah. So a lot of it's, you know, regular city business that I don't have any problem with.
Sure.
But if you're talking about raising taxes, I want to know exactly why you need more money, because I've done a lot of living in this city over 30 years. I had a short stint of 4 years at Auburn. But it doesn't seem all that bad to me. And in fact, revenues have been going up without changing much anything.
We've had a massive influx of tourism and other things that have...
Right. And if you're doing that lodging tax...
Yeah. Actually, we've got one of the highest lodging taxes in the state.
Right. And it's been effective. And that's not taxing the folks who live here too much. It's taxing all the tourists.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is it's who are you taxing, you know? Right. So when you're talking about taxing working citizens of Montgomery, that's different from taxing, say, travelers coming through, you know, spending money.
But I think here's the dirty little secret. There are folks that really care about, say, city politics, and they care about the community and all this stuff. But I think the average person, when they hear about, hey, you go into the public meeting on infrastructure tonight at 5 p.m. You're like, no, I'm going to dinner.
Yeah.
No, I've got things to do that I actually care about. I think that's a dirty little secret.
Sure.
And maybe that's a bad thing. Maybe it's a good thing. But largely, people are going about living their lives, and they don't have time for all this. So maybe that's why, maybe, indeed, that is the dirty little secret of why they scheduled it in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week.
Possibly. Well, there is an echo chamber. It's called Facebook, and we'll hear all the responses on Facebook.
Maybe.
Not live, like, in the setting, but it'll all be on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll get plenty. We got to hit a break here. More news and views coming up. Joey Clark. We have Frisco Riverstone, if that is his real name. No, it's not. In studio with us, and Dan Black just walked in, so we'll be talking to him after the break. And again, this hour of the program is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Y'all take advantage, 40% off for News and Views listeners on videotape to DVD transfers. Kodak film's not included, but take advantage. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios being a sponsor this hour of the program.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned old-fashioned way. Southern Bells brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Indeed there are, Mr. President. 272-9228 if you'd like to get on the program. 272-9228. But first, actually hold off on those calls because we have a very special guest here in the studio. The man himself, Dan Black. Dan, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Joy. It is great to be here with you in Frisco this morning.
Indeed, indeed. And, we were just talking off air that you used to do a lot of this. You sat in this chair right behind the board and were producing. You worked in radio for a while.
I did. I started young. I was 16 when I started doing radio, and so worked through high school and college in radio, yeah.
Like disc jockey?
I was, you know what, in small town radio, which was Troy, Alabama,
yep.
I cleaned the toilets, and I was a DJ, and I read the news, and I did production.
Awesome.
You know?
Yeah.
I wrote copy. I did all of that.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you, did the fascination with electronics and gadgets and audio video, did it start really young for you?
It did. It absolutely did. When I was about 12 years old, my dad bought me a portable reel-to-reel tape recorder.
Yeah.
And so at 12 years old, I was on the radio already, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
I mean, you know, and to this day, I don't know if I still have those reels. I should get those transferred, right? I used to have them. I kept them for years, and I would play them back and listen to them. But yeah, it started with a reel-to-reel recorder. Back in the 60s. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Are you amazed at how, I mean, because a lot of what we talk about is how you preserve the older formats and bring them in the digital future. And the digital format is more secure. It's not as, in my mind, like when I think of audio, it's something about holding a vinyl LP.
Right.
But the digital format is much more secure in terms of quality, all sorts of things. But are you amazed over, say, the last few decades at how quickly things have changed and where we're at now?
It is amazing, Joy. The technology does not slow down. I mean, it is incredible. I like to encourage young people. And every occasion, two people this week, as a matter of fact, young guys came to me, you know, wanting advice on what to do if they wanted to get into the TV video industry. And I encouraged them, and I told them, I said, listen, when I got into it, when I was 25 years old, back in 1980, late 70s, early 80s, there was no internet, there was no YouTube. There was no cheap video equipment back then.
Right.
It cost a lot of money back in those days because you had to buy what was called broadcast-type equipment. And I told the guy, I said, you know, I would encourage you to just be creative because you've got the vehicle to do it with. You can buy a laptop, you can buy a camera now, you can use your iPhone.
Your cell phone is...
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, people are making a living on YouTube with their iPhones.
Oh, yeah.
And so I told him, I said, look, you can be as creative as you want to be. And when I, in my day, I would have had to have gone to a TV station to learn a lot, and I did, to learn the stuff that I had to to learn to eventually own my own business. But yeah. Young people these days, they don't have to do that. It's like the recording industry. You don't have to go to a recording studio anymore. You can be your own recording studio.
Well, I've used GarageBand on my phone here. I used to use a computer. Now I'll just put it on my iPhone here.
Right. Half of Joey's intros are his things he's built on his cell phone.
And it's amazing.
Awesome.
The barriers to entry really have fallen. The cost, and also you don't have to go to a big established station or network. But I'd imagine there's something about people hold on to the old tapes. They hold on to the old equipment. But a lot of that stuff's going away. It's not like, for instance, you say, bring in the tapes, we'll transfer them. But I remember when you were here on the Dan Moore Show a while back, you mentioned that a lot of these machines are going away.
That's the biggest battle we have, Joey. Every day, one of our old machines just about seems like every day, not every day, but certainly when every few weeks, we're having to replace these old VHS machines because they're just, they don't make them anymore.
Yeah.
And it's not the cheap machines that we use. We use the more expensive machines that were very expensive when they were made 25 or 30 years ago, the industrial type machines, because they play the videos the best. The cheaper machines, like the Walmart type machines, that people would have bought, I don't know what, say 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, they were cheap for a reason. I mean, they were and so they don't play back the videos clearly. The images are not as clear. A lot of times the images will jump up and down, and so customers don't want that.
Is it like a speed thing, or it heats up, or these sorts of things?
Well, there's a thing called tracking. The old video technology on VHS, there was an adjustment in the old days, and with the industrial machines, you could do what's called tracking, and it's the way the tape ran across the playback head.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes, depending on the machine it was recorded on, is a different brand than the one it's being played back on. And so there was a misalignment, if you will, of the technology with the record heads, play heads on different machines. So the problem we're having now is I bought a half a dozen machines this year, and they all were represented to be good machines, and they got here and they didn't work. And so then I got to battle back with eBay and whoever, and that's where we get them from, eBay. It's the only place you can get them. And we tell people, I tell customers all the time, if you keep waiting to get VHS transferred, you're going to get to a point where you can't get it transferred.
Yeah.
Because everybody in the world that's doing what we do, including the big box stores, and they're farming it all out to guys like me, they're buying these machines up, left and right, and there's just not any quality machines left. And so there will be a day on the calendar when you'll walk in somewhere with a tape and they're going to say, I'm sorry, we can't help you with that.
Right. And I've been mentioning to folks 40% off the month of January here.
Yeah.
Videotaped to DVD transfers, but we've included, and just, quick disclaimer, not Kodak films not included. Is that a technology issue?
No. Well, yes and no. I mean, the film transfers, in the old days, the old film machine, the old projectors, if you will, those things ran real fast. I mean, 24 frames per second. I mean, a 50-foot film would run through that projector in 3 minutes.
Wow. Okay.
Now, the newer technology, they came out with a digital machine a few years ago, and it's high definition, excellent quality, but it captures one frame at a time. So a 3-minute video that would have gone through one of the old projectors now takes... Not exactly 30 minutes, but close to 30 minutes.
Ooh.
So when somebody has 10 or 15, these old Kodak films, it takes a while to run those things through the projector. So that's why we really can't give discounts on that.
Right. No, and I understand that.
Now we will, don't get me wrong, we will. If somebody has a whole shoebox full and they come in, we will give them a discount, but we just can't give them the 40% discount. 40% discount is for video, all the formats, every format, 8mm, high 8, DV, VHS, VHS-C, Betamax. We'll still do Betamax tapes as well.
Yeah, and what is it like? I mean, there's the nuts and bolts of this, and there's the business side of this. But I've learned, especially talking to a lot of folks that own local small businesses here, when you deliver on the product, and especially with what you're doing, preserving old memories, really.
Right.
I'm sure you've had customers come back to you and say, I gave this to my wife or my husband, my grandparents, my parents, and I'd imagine it means a lot to people to see these films recaptured.
Yeah. No, it's no question. I mean, we have people all the time that come in, their parents have passed away, and they're cleaning out their homes, right? And they find these old videos and these old films, and they're like, wow, I think I would love to see these things. They probably never even have seen the videos. Maybe they were 5 years old when they were made.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like finding treasure, you know, in the closet.
Well, Dan, I wanted to say, too, my mom actually pointed out, now, I'm 30, and my siblings are in their mid to late 20s.
Right.
Now, my cousins are much younger, so my mom gets to see every day on Facebook pictures of the girls, constantly pictures of the girls. Well, back in the day, that you know, she didn't have that.
Right.
But my dad did have one of those big VHS recorders that you put on your on your shoulder, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's got all of that.
Right.
And she mentioned Dan Black and how great it is that, yeah, she can. She does have those images.
Uh-huh.
And she can pull those videos, and it kind of makes her feel a little bit better because she kind of got to a point where she was kind of sad that she didn't have all these little kiddo pictures that, you know, she's seeing my cousins.
Yeah.
But she did have them.
Right.
They're just on VHS, and we got to switch them over.
Right.
So, and that's one of the great things, I think, you know, about what you do is, you know, folks who have kids in their late 20s, early 30s, who didn't grow up with the Facebook picture every single day, can still go back and grab some of those memories.
Yeah. Well, it's a piece of history frozen in time.
Absolutely.
And you can't replace that, you know. And we have people, you know, that come in a lot of times and they say, you know, we were going to send these off to one of the big box stores, you know. And then I say, well, you know, that's a very risky thing to do because they're not going to replace them if they get lost or damaged via FedEx or UPS or whatever. So we always tell people, you know, think hard before you send them off. You may save a few pennies, you know, on it, but don't run the risk of losing something that can never be replaced.
Right, and I think, especially for something like this, it's best to be face-to-face, person-to-person. You can come in, you can talk.
Say, exactly, right.
That's always better, in my opinion.
Yeah, and if there's any issue, no matter what we do, we tell customers every day, if there's an issue with what we've done, bring it back, we'll fix it, whatever it takes. And we always take care of our customers, and we've done that now for going on 38 years in business here in Montgomery, and we've been doing it longer than anybody else. And we that's our expertise, and we appreciate the opportunity to, you know, to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting.
It's the number 279-6036, 279-6036. That's the number for Dan Black Studios. Looks like Tom B. has a question for you here, Dan.
Sure.
Tom, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good.
Hey, I've got two VHS tapes, and I've checked. I had to pull them apart because I was told that they wouldn't rewind. And I pulled the tapes apart. I've checked the tapes. I've made sure that they spun properly. So I'm wondering if you guys would be willing to try them out and see if you can't get them to play, because the video that's on them, the tape's still in good shape. It's not stuck to anything. In other words, I can pull the tape out. I can rewind it inside with my hands. And I was hoping that I could get you guys to try it again and see if you couldn't get them to play.
Did you say you had taken them out of the original casing, the original shell?
Yes, sir, because I was told that they wouldn't play. They couldn't get them to rewind on the machine.
Right. Well, that's true. I mean, again, you got to realize how old these things are. And we have had customers to come in, and we do repairs on those VHS tapes. They will break primarily at the reel. When somebody, you know, in the old days when you would rewind one of those things, there's a lot of stress on that motor and, well, on the tape as a result of the motor, and then it would snap and come off, and that was an easy repair. But there are sometimes those cassettes, if they get dropped, they're fragile on the inside, and some of the components break loose. So, yeah, I would say bring it by. Let us take a look at it. You know, there's no charge if we can't fix it, but chances are we can. There's a good chance we can.
So you do actually repair them if there's... If it looks like something you can fix, you will fix it.
Right, yeah. If just with a quick examination, one of our technicians will look at it and make a determination whether or not it's something we can do or not do. And chances are, you know, we can take it out of the shell that you put it in and put it in a new shell.
And, there you go. Yeah. That's what I needed to hear.
Yeah.
All right. I'll bring him back in. Thank you, sir.
All right.
And I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Well, Dan, I highly encourage folks, 40% off here for the month of January.
Great deal.
It really is a good deal. No, honestly, when you're doing that 40% off, I'm like, how's he making money?
Well, you know, it's volume, right, guys? You know what?
Indeed.
It's all about the volume.
So y'all check them out today. You're over on Monticello Drive.
Monticello Drive, right.
And So, but I just suggest calling in, like Tom just called into the show. Say, hey, I've got this. Give Dan and the team a call. Just
absolutely. Yep. Yep. Call us and we'll answer any questions that customers may have.
And thank you for sponsoring every morning. I'm saying your name in this hour.
And listen, Joey, it's been fantastic. You guys do a great job. And I can't say enough good things about what you guys do.
Well, I appreciate it. And we got to hit a break here, but I appreciate you stopping by today. And folks, be sure to check out Dan Black Studios. They do much more than restoring video.
That's true.
I'll tell you all more about it coming up.
Just go to the website.
Indeed. Thank you, sir.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All quiet for now, but all eyes on that Saturday storm system, which could bring a significant severe weather threat. For today, a warmer day, a dry day, high temperature in the upper 60s, clouds increasing later in the day. For tonight, mostly cloudy, very mild, overnight low temperature 56. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, scattered showers around, maybe a thunderstorm. Nothing severe tomorrow with a high in the low 70s. Then on Saturday with a high in the mid 70s, that's fuel for the fire, an enhanced severe weather risk. That means severe weather is likely, including the threat of severe thunderstorms with damaging winds and tornadoes as well. Hey, make sure you get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It has advanced interactive radar plus instant notifications for any severe weather watches or warnings which appear likely on Saturday. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Lou Cryer's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Lou Cryer. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylouquire.com today. That's acbylouquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
License number 84417.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Well, it's a new year. Did you make a list of things to accomplish for the new year? How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside out, Riley Manning Painting is the professional you want for the job. So, for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate, no money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your next feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meal or event. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. This is Joey Clark here. Thank you, Get the Damn Black, for stopping by the program, being in studio with myself and Frisco Riverstone. Again, Damn Black Studios brings you the first hour news and views every day here. 279-6036, 279-6036. Not only can they transfer those old videotapes to DVD, 40% off for news and views listeners when you call 279-6036. They also provide business services from website design, video editing, video production from the ground up, whether training videos, television commercials, anything to do with video services, you should be thinking of Dan Black Studios. You heard his expertise, years of experience in this sector. 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan for being a sponsor of News and Views. So I'm just looking at this article. I just found it here, Frisco. John Kerry, it is an outright lie. I looked across that chasm and I found it was an outright lie that Trump says Iran was given $150 billion. Trump said the Obama administration's foolish Iran nuclear deal was signed in 2013 and they were given $150 billion, not to mention $1.8 billion in cash. Kerry said, it is an outright lie. An outright lie by the President of the United States that they were given $150 billion. They were not. And the money that they did receive was the money, their money, because they sued the United States of America and won in court. And so they're being paid interest. Wait, John. Secretary Kerry. Yes, I know all about the court ruling in an international court. But were they given that money that the court ruled or not? Well, they weren't given the money. That's an outright lie, but they were given money that was their money. Now you're just, you're being technical and parsing words. Yes, the money had been frozen, seized for years, and y'all gave that money back. Well, and it was accruing interest, so we cut it off at the pass, and we didn't want it more interest to accrue.
It was, let me get this right. It was money, though, that was in U.S. banks?
No, it was money that was supposed to, in U.S. banks or U.S. We control a lot of the financial system.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So it was frozen.
Yes, it was frozen.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
I think, over a bad arms deal.
Yeah.
Or arms deal where we didn't deliver.
And then in the dead of the night, in pallets of cash was returned without any, they didn't go to Congress. Nobody so really sort of.
How is it an outright lie if you're sitting here admitting it was their money that you unfroze? But it's outright lie that you know, money's fungible. It's fungible. It really is. And when you're talking about governments and what line of the budget the money's going to, or what it's United States money or Iran's money, give me a break, guys. You were holding back the money before. You had it frozen before you made the deal.
Well,
and then you made the deal and you unfroze the money. You gave them the billions of dollars.
Well, and guess what happened?
Right. Yeah, right, they didn't exactly start behaving in a better manner. They really didn't.
And that's the unfortunate thing here, folks, is that I don't want a nuclear Iran. And it would have been great if the nuclear deal had actually stopped Iran's ambitions. But this is beyond just nuclear deals. I mean, okay, we're not going to enrich uranium, but we are going to advance our ballistic missile technology. We're not going to enrich uranium, but we're going to take all this new money from European investment and from John Kerry and Barack Obama, who sound strangely similar, and give it up that way, too. It's unreal how political this topic has become. It's very clear to me, and there can be slight disagreements on how to deal with Iran, but we should all be on the same page that Iran is not a good actor. And the idea that Iran was behaving so much better after the Obama administration's nuclear deal is utter nonsense. Just ask, say, the people that fear Iran the most, like the Saudis and the Israelis. No, but they're running our foreign policy. Okay.
I'd like to see what the Saudis are doing in regards to Iran.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's unreal.
We do have...
Well, they're fighting the Houthis, for one.
That is true.
And that's not going as well as they would like. Generally speaking, I think the United States being put... We are fighting wars for other people and for other partners.
That's what I feel like.
And whether it's NATO or our partners in the Middle East, I would prefer we get out of there. But when it comes to... It's more just when things are blatantly true. For instance, Trump killing General Soleimani was escalatory. And the hope was deterrence. But the administration was going to go, no, it was a de-escalatory move. No, it was a deterrent move. When you kill the number two guy in a country, that's an escalation. And so for John Kerry to say, we didn't give them $150 billion, that's an outright lie. It was their money. So you unfroze their money that you've been holding for a decade or more.
Like, for specific reasons.
It's just, this is what politicians do. They parse their damn words. Just tell it to us straight. It's the one redeeming thing about the president. Anyway, 272-9228. Let's quickly go to
the phone. Phone lines are blown up.
Hey, is this Tom B coming back? Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I'm sorry I called you again.
It's all good.
But I, the 1979-78, right at the end of 78-79, when all the hostages got taken and they took over our embassy.
Yeah.
Okay, and prior to that, the Iranians were going to school. Here in the United States, yep. They were going to all the military schools. We were selling them all the hardware, sold them F-14 Tomcats, F-4 Phantoms, built them four destroyers, four brand new Spruance class destroyers that had extra generators, extra air conditioners in them, and a place where they could slaughter animals on board. And we kept it all. We said, after you did all this, we're keeping it. So that's what we did. We kept the four destroyers. We kept all the armaments that we were agreed to sell them. And they had to suck hind tit until Obama came in and decided, well, let's give them all their money back. Well, it isn't their money, okay? It's not their money. Once they attacked us, it was no longer their money. That's just the way I looked at it. But right. I figured I'd let you know.
Well, and even if it's their money technically by a court ruling, or it's not their money because they forfeited it by their actions in 79, either way, they ended up with $100-something billion richer after this nuclear deal. So, like, I get so tired of the word games.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a general, appreciate it, Tom. And this is a general trend that's going on with all the former Obama acolytes, whether it's Ben Rhodes or Susan Rice. Mm-hmm. They're all trying to defend what they did in 2013 and 2015 with the nuclear deal. Hey, and when it was first going on, I thought this might work. I was open to the idea. But as I saw the details, what I realized happened, I made this mistake, and a lot of other people made the mistake. This was too narrowly focused on just uranium enrichment. Just uranium enrichment. It didn't deal with all the other outstanding issues. And, oh, by the way, the moratorium on uranium enrichment went away after a decade.
Yep.
So, this is not... And, by the way, we're in 2020 now. Yeah, we're a long ways along this deal. The moratorium was sooner or later going to be lifted. And you better believe Israel wouldn't have sat back. Saudi Arabia would not have